A little over a week ago, there was a fatal house party shooting in Spanaway, and one of the people who was shot and hospitalized and is going to survive is 18-year-old Jasmine Chavez, who joins me here on The Morning Ride. And Jasmine, you just got out of the hospital on Sunday. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling way better. I still constantly feel pain. However, I feel good that I'm not in an actual hospital setting, but something more comforting and homey.
And you have already graduated from high school. You're a freshman, basically, at college right now. And this party was described as a house party or a teen party. How would you describe the party that you went to there in Spanaway?
I've been calling it a house party. Okay. That's what it was called throughout group chats and friend calls and whatnot.
And to some extent, people that showed up were people that knew each other from social media and things like that?
Yeah, correct.
All right.
And I went with my best friend and her friend.
Yeah.
And our friend.
Last week on the radio show, we covered this and we were astonished when we started seeing the home video surveillance camera from the house across the street and the gunfire that broke out. Was there some sort of a confrontation? What led to this escalation that all of a sudden I'm guessing you were out in the street or out in the yard when the gunfire happened. Was there anything that gave you a feeling, oh man, this could get more intense and maybe we should be careful of what's going on?
Yeah. So there's actually a fight inside of the house. It was between girls, actually. So it was a girl getting jumped by quite a few other girls. And then eventually, because guys were around recording, encouraging it as well, they were around recording and whatnot. And then eventually other guys jump in, and a guy hits a girl. And then so the other guys start jumping in and start attacking the guy, I guess. At that moment, I got out the house because I was like, they're probably going to start shooting. Let me get out the house and find my friends. I went outside. I did a little walk around the backyard, and I didn't see my best friend, nor did I see our other friends. So I was a bit concerned.
So you got a little separated?
Yeah, because it was like a whole group of like 50 kids trying to record, trying to get in the middle and see the fight. However, yeah, so we got pushed and shoved and whatnot. And she tends to kind of wander as well.
Oh, wow. So as this fight is kind of ramping up and escalating, and it sounds like you're describing people are egging on the people to keep fighting each other, were you aware? Did you see people with weapons or hear people talking about, this guy's got a gun, that person's got a gun?
I did not see any weapons myself. Guys usually wear baggy clothes, so it's pretty hard to tell whether or not they have a weapon. I did not hear anything either of like, oh, he has a gun or oh, he's going to shoot up the place. There were rumors of people going around saying that someone had a gun and was going to shoot up the place. However, I never heard that in the moment, nor my friends.
Only after the fact, as you've talked to everybody else after what happened?
Correct, okay. Yeah.
Talking to 18-year-old Jasmine Chavez, she was shot, wounded, is going to survive now after a Spanaway house party shooting a little bit over a week ago here on the KVI Morning Ride with me, Phil Vandervoort. And what I wanted to ask you next is, how close were you to the people that were firing each other? I'm guessing you essentially were caught in the crossfire?
I was actually more than 10 feet away. I wasn't even in the group at all, nor did I know the people. I was by the garage of the other house in the corner in a little group. You could kind of see me in that little camera.
Oh, in that camera video? Oh, wow.
But not really. There's like a tall guy with the white shirt standing in front of me.
All right. Where were you hit by the bullets?
I was hit in my rectum.
Uh-huh. Backside?
Yeah, when I was running away.
So you ended up getting in an ambulance at some point, I'm guessing, and surgery?
Eventually.
Is that kind of what immediately needed to happen for you after you were shot?
Yes, Yeah, I got in the ambulance, got to the hospital, and they put me under anesthesia right away.
Yeah. And that was,
Not right away. Yeah.
yeah, that was basically what led to over a week in the hospital for you, right?
Yeah, and I'm actually still in another hospital. However, it's a rehabilitation hospital for physical therapy.
Okay. So what happens in the rehabilitation hospital?
I have constant physical, occupational, and other therapy, just like the hospital exact same setting. It's still labeled a hospital.
And how long do the doctors want you to do that? How long do they think you're going to need to do this rehabilitation so you can get back to being your normal self?
It could take weeks up to several months.
Wow. Are you in pain right now?
I am, yes.
Now, you're at this house party and people got out of control and people got out of hand and everything escalated. I'm guessing this isn't part of your normal routine, normal life, going to these events or get-togethers where things get out of hand. So,
No,
how do you and your friends feel after having gone to this that, people go too far over some sort of fight or some sort of disagreement?
a lot of them are traumatized just by taking care of me. I've been in contact with a couple other girls who were there trying to help me after I'd been shot on the ground. There's two of those girls and then two of my friends that were with me that night.
So a couple of these girls were not necessarily immediate friends of yours. They jumped in to help out.
Correct, yes.
Wow.
After they saw that the cops weren't doing much, one of them went behind me and held my head up so I wasn't on the ground. And the other one, she started praying for me and she was trying to see if she could get the bullet out.
And did you feel like your life might be in danger, or how did you feel after you got hit by the gunfire?
I thought I was gonna die. I thought every second was the second that I had left. I thought that I'm gonna traumatize my best friend. I was mainly going through my head. Because seeing her, me dying just in her hands would impact her entirely. And then I thought I was never gonna be able to do the goals of my future and get to where I wanted to be and whatnot.
Yeah, see your mom. It sounds like your mom's a pretty big part of your life.
Yeah, she is. Her and my siblings are.
And talking to 18-year-old Jasmine Chavez. She joins me here on the morning ride on Talk Radio 570 KVI. She was at the Spanaway house party a little over a week ago. She was hit by the gunfire. You said you felt like you were afraid that you might die. When did you realize, I mean, when you're going into surgery? Were the doctors telling you that you might survive, or when did you kind of get a sense of, okay, maybe I'm not going to die?
God told me I wasn't gonna die. I had a vision. Me and the girl behind me shared a vision, and it was like God came to me, and he gave me like a feeling. I can hear him through feelings sometimes, and he gave me the question of, do I want to go with him? And I said no again, the fear of not having it and having to die like that. And then that's when I was like, okay, I'll be okay. The cops nor the EMTs weren't telling me that I was going to survive. I kept asking them, am I going to die? Am I going to bleed out? Am I going to die? And they just wouldn't respond to me. Once I got in the hospital outside and the nurses came to me, they were telling me I was going to be okay. And that was super reassuring. I was like, okay, like I'm okay now that the nurses and the doctors and the surgeons are here.
And then I want to ask about the propensity, the seems like all too common amount of news we hear of juveniles that end up with their hands on guns. Is there something you think that could be done to try and prevent? Because according to the police, everybody that had a gun at this party was underage, juvenile, was not legally allowed to possess these guns. Based on what you and your friends talk about, what you see, what you've experienced now, what almost took your life, what do you think can be done to try and make sure that guns don't get into the hands of these juveniles that are not legally allowed to own them?
I think the system needs to do a better job at really diving deep into these boys' lives. I feel like they need to have a better system of, I know that sometimes they go to detentions and they get like this family teaching and how to respect people, but I think it needs to be a bit more intense and personal. I think it needs to be, there has to be an individual teaching to the boy in order for them to start to learn on how their actions impact others.
Yeah.
Not only that, but I feel like therapy needs to be something that's integrated into these systems, because a lot of these young boys have a lot of trauma and they don't know how to deal with it. So they get angry and they do this and they join gangs to get affection, to get love.
Attention,
that's what
they
call it.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they end up getting surrounded by people who only want to use them for their own benefit. And that leads them to become more cold and angry. And that's something that stays with them. Like, trauma doesn't just leave our bodies. Trauma is something that we have to deal with. And so I feel like therapy really is something that needs to be integrated into these judicial and whatever systems that they come across.
Well, then that brings me to a final question. You're a freshman now in college. What are you studying? What are you interested in?
Psychology.
Wow. Now I kind of understand why you make that answer. Well, Jasmine, yeah. I'm so thankful that you survived being shot at this house party. I'm so impressed with your faith and what you just talked about, how you were hearing from God and you were feeling that God was going to pull you through. And I'm so glad that you're out of the hospital now. I know you've got more rehabilitation recovery to do, but I wish you a complete and speedy full recovery as well, Jasmine. I thank you for taking time to speak to me this morning on The Morning Ride.
Thank you so much for having me. It was nice meeting you. Thank you.